All right. You can sit wherever you want. How about that? Can we just get out of the way? Well, thank you all for coming this morning. Glad to have each one of you here. The sermon today, Pastor Karen is going to be preaching about how God molds us and the clay and all that. You remember how he takes that clay, you ever seen somebody with a potter make a thing of clay and it just all fall apart and they just form that thing right back up? It's amazing kind of how God works with us. Well, I know whenever y'all go to the chiropractor, you know how it is when you go to the chiropractor and get yourself worked on? You do. Chiropractor is somebody that when you're all old and all bent out of everything, you can straighten it all back up and everything. So I'm glad you're not going there. Well, I was there Friday because I was having some lower backs, and it's probably from all the other stuff I've been doing and not icing and stuff like that. When I get done, it got to the point where it really, really sore. So I went to my chiropractor and laid down in the bench there, and he iced me up like he always does. And then he came in after he took the ice off, and he said, "Are you laying good and flat?" And I said, "Yes, I am." I was on this bench on my belly, and just subconsciously, which means just thinking about it, I made sure that I was laying good and flat, because that's kind of what he wanted me to do. And he says, "Now, you sure you're laying good and flat?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Well, okay, but you're really not." And I said, "I'm not." And he goes, "No, you're not." And he took his hand and he put it on my left hip. And it was unreal how far he pushed down and said, "That's flat." And I said, "Wow." It was amazing how weak I was. And so he then goes and does his little deal and straightens me all around, and it's just amazing. I was in great pain, and now I have no pain in my back. It's gone. Now, I've been icing like he told me to do, but when I walked out of there, and I did some pretty good work yesterday, and then iced, I have no pain. Now, God also works with that. With us, when we're in pain and things are going on, we can go to Him in prayer when things aren't going right in our lives. But we also need to remember to go to Him in prayer when things are going right in our lives and thank Him for all we've got, right? So that God, when we go to Him in prayer for our pains and things like that, He helps us, doesn't He? He helps us get better. Well, the same way as with my back, my chiropractor, through God's grace and His teachings, was able to take His hands, like God used His hands on us, to straighten me back up and make me a better person than I was when I'm in. And that's kind of the way I feel every time I come to church here. That when I leave, I feel like a little better person than when I'm moving in. Y'all feel like that? I hope you do. You do? I know you do. Well, thank you very much for coming up and letting me tell you about God's grace. And then, if we could, we need to stand up and say a little prayer. Can we do that? We're just going to grab hands right here. That way we all in one. We're all in one in unison. There we go. You got us, preacher?
I got it.
Okay.
Dear Jesus, we're so thankful because You said to come as little children, and we're coming to You as a little child this morning. And Father, we're asking in faith that You would touch each of these children. Help them, Lord, that they will learn to put You first in their life and learn that when they will accept You as their personal Savior, then You'll bring joy and happiness and peace into their heart. We ask that Your anointing will be upon each of them. Guide their steps and surround them with Your grace and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.